We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. Welcome. We're on the radio 1 till 4. After 4 o'clock, we turn into a podcast. John and Ken on demand, same as the radio show, on the iHeart app. And you get to listen to what you missed. Ken is off today. We're going to get to that story about how many hundreds of thousands of lots of people moving out of California just in the last year. It's a pretty stunning number. And we'll get to that in just a few minutes. First, though, we're going to talk to Michael Gates. We've had him on the show a number of times. He's the city attorney in Huntington Beach. And this is an important story that affects all the cities and towns in California, because the Newsom administration is trying to force individual cities to build enormous numbers of affordable housing units, mostly apartments, whether you want to or not. They're trying to get rid of the single family home environment, which is the bedrock of most suburban towns in California. They're anti, for a lot of reasons, single family homes. And so state mandated high-density housing, and they told Huntington Beach they got to build 13,368 units. Huntington Beach said no, and for the moment, there's been a stay of the state's lawsuit that would force Huntington Beach to do so. The state sued because Huntington Beach said no, and now a judge has stayed the lawsuit. What does all this mean? Going to talk to Michael Gates now, city attorney, loss in Huntington Beach. Welcome, Michael. How are you?
Hey, John. Good. Good to be with you again. Thank you.
Okay, so I gave a summary of the case, but what the state filed a lawsuit really to force you to build 13,000 units of housing? I mean, that seems so hard to believe when you say it out loud.
Well, it's also hard to believe. You're right. And your setup was perfect. It's also hard to believe that in March of this year, and you guys covered this earlier, so thank you for that. But Attorney General Bonta literally had a press conference, took to the cameras and the microphones to announce that he was going to sue Huntington Beach for not complying with housing law. And so he pounded the podium and pointed his finger, basically saying, "We're coming after you, Huntington Beach." One of the things that they did in their lawsuit was invoke government codes that basically give, they claim, preference to an expedited trial. What they wanted was a swift judgment against Huntington Beach, and then they wanted to insert imposing penalties. They wanted to try to take away our municipal powers, all as a consequence of not complying with the housing mandates, as you said. But the state court judge said not so fast, put a stay or a stop to the lawsuit entirely, because Huntington Beach also filed its own massive lawsuit in federal court, alleging that these high-density mandates, this 13,368 as you referenced, which if fully built out at a 20% inclusionary rate would mean that we would nearly increase our entire housing inventory in Huntington Beach by 50%. So it's massive. But we're alleging in our federal suit that this entire process and these mandates are unconstitutional. They violate our council members' free speech, their ability to decide for the city what's best for the city, and that they shouldn't have to adopt statements of overriding consideration in order to satisfy CEQA. So there's a whole variety of things going on, but we are pleased by the court's ruling in the state court that the state, Bonta, is stopped in his tracks on his lawsuit, which I think politically for them is pretty devastating because they wanted to make an example out of Huntington Beach and, you know, teach other cities throughout the state of California that they're serious and they're going to punish. So it's nice that we have this reprieve. It's nice that we can now focus on the federal case and really address the lack of constitutionality or the unconstitutionality of these high density mandates in the first place. Well, and this, so we think federal court. Yeah,
this is dictator stuff. This is telling Huntington Beach how, whether you're supposed to be a single family home based community, an apartment based community. It's forcing you to build housing for 13,000 people when you don't have the infrastructure to support all that. I mean, it's really turning your whole city upside down just because they said so.
Absolutely. And, you know, zoning has always been considered a local governing affair, right? Like that's always been what your city councils and your planning commissions decide. How do we zone? You know, where are we going to put things? How are we going to make things harmonious between commercial and residential? And the state is like basically throwing all of that out the window, decades and decades and decades of law that has dictated or provided for local zoning decisions to be made by local officials. They're trying to throw all of that out of the window and saying, no, basically we're going to make zoning, local zoning decisions here in Sacramento for you. So it's absolutely absurd. It makes no sense. Newsom has no idea, and the state legislature has no idea, HCD has no idea what's going on the ground here in Huntington Beach. We've got all kinds of wetlands to preserve. We've got all kinds of environmental concerns, and they don't know or care about any of that. And we're trying to protect and preserve our way of life here, protect and preserve the natural resources that we have.
It's an interesting argument you made about what it does to the city council members' right to free speech, because it forces the city council members to vote and support the issues that Newsom wants implemented.
You're right, and adopt, expressly adopt, sympathetic and justified speech to support the decision. So it's literally state-compelled speech. It's literally state-compelled speech. So you talked about dictatorship or tyranny, put it however you want. You're absolutely right. This is Sacramento telling our local city council members who were duly elected by our constituents and vested with discretionary authority to set all that aside in order to go along with or speak the state compelled speech. So it's absolutely ridiculous. It's absurd.
What do most of the residents in Huntington Beach think of this? I can imagine, but...
Well, we're largely residential. We've got we have some commercial, and we're a large tourist destination. We've got high property ownership here. We have 200,000 residents. We are nearly 100% built out already, and so these housing mandates, this mandate for new housing, means that we have to redevelop. So we have to take existing developed property and redevelop just to make Newsom happy. And as you can imagine, the residents are up in arms. And
well,
so
what would that mean? You'd have to bulldoze single family homes?
Well, they're targeting right now largely existing commercial. So they're taking our commercial corridors and they want us to put residential high density overlays over our commercial corridors. So it's basically bulldozing development in order to erect high-density, it's high-density development. And we're not falling for this narrative that it's affordable housing.
You mean absolutely existing businesses?
Well, it's when they're incentivizing the developers to come in and buy up those commercial properties. They send the businesses on their way to other locations, and then they redevelop those into high-density.
Right, but they'd have to kick out the existing businesses.
They would have to kick out whoever is in the currently developed property. You're right. Whether it is residential or whether it's commercial, you're absolutely right.
Wow. The state completely forcing a makeover of a city.
And like you said, with the infrastructure issues, imagine what Huntington Beach is going to have to experience if it literally has to upzone and upbuild by 50%. Our housing inventory could be 50% higher in the next few years if the state gets away with their plan.
That would create insane traffic, just for starters. An overload of the school system.
Right, and they're going to make our governing more expensive because we're going to have to also increase our public safety by 50%. So that's all a burden to the taxpayer as well. All of this is a burden to the taxpayer.
Now
we're going to pay to be punished.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of cities that are getting these mandates, correct?
Right.
And are they all generally fighting back in court, or are some saying, okay, fine, whatever you want?
A lot of them are fighting back in their own ways. Some are in court. Most are not. I think, when it comes to cities like Los Angeles or San Francisco, they're largely embracing these mandates, although there are lawsuits even in L.A. and San Francisco pushing back on some of these builders' remedies and things like that. But there absolutely is pushback. I think a lot of cities have reached out to us and said, you know, we're very proud of Huntington Beach. You guys are at the tip of the spear on this. Somebody has to stand up for this tyranny, and you guys are doing it. Kudos to you. The thing, John, is when we go to court, we prevail, win or lose. Those cities, if we win, they benefit too, right? So if we can strike down a law as unconstitutional, they benefit from that outcome.
Right.
So
can't be applied to anybody then.
Right. So I think many of the cities are happy. They're proud of us. They're supporting us, but they're also wait and see or watch and see what happens because, you know, they'll benefit without actually, you know, putting their hat in the ring.
All right. You're putting up a tremendous fight, Michael. You should be very proud of and Huntington Beach residents ought to be very proud of what you're doing.
Thank you so much for covering it.
All right. Well, we'll keep on top of it. And if you learn about any movement in this case, you'll probably obviously know before we do. So tell us and we'll continue covering it.
Thanks, John. Have a great day.
All right. There is Michael Gates, and he's the city attorney of Huntington Beach because Newsom and the attorney general, Rob Bonta, are trying to force Huntington Beach to build 13,000 apartment units. It would be a 50% increase in the housing just because they say so, because they don't like they don't like single family homes. And they want to create mandatory affordable housing. It's just an incredible bullying. And plus, Huntington Beach doesn't vote the proper way. It's not a big Newsom-Bonta stronghold. We got Deborah Mark live. Oh, we got another $1,000 to give away in a few minutes. $1,000.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
John and Ken show. Ken is off today. And good news. It seems more frequently now we are getting stories of people getting so fed up with criminals that they are fighting back. They are beating the criminals with sticks tackling them or shooting at them if necessary. And that's what we had happen in Mid-City L.A. Listen to this from ABC 7 reporter Sophie Flay.
Terrifying surveillance video shows a masked intruder with a gun run up to this Mid-City man about to walk in his front door. The homeowner pulls out his gun to defend himself, firing shots at the two intruders, quickly entering a shootout.
I guess they decided to try to come at me and come in the house, but I have a five-month-old baby and a wife, nanny in the house, and that wasn't going to happen. There was nothing in my house that was worth dying for, but I was willing to die for my family.
The shootout happened Saturday night around 7:30. The homeowner walks to the front door, grabbing for his keys. Two intruders jump the front gate. One intruder runs up to the front door. The Mid-City man throws his tee, pulls out his gun, and starts shooting.
And I don't know why I felt someone run up behind me, put something to my back, and then put a pistol to my back and somebody else run it up.
When shots are fired, the intruders disperse. One fires back, scrambling to hop over the side fence. The other hops over the front gate and runs away. After the attack, the family filed a report with the LAPD Olympic Division.
It's a matter of time before these people are going to get caught. I think they should just pick a new career before they do end up in jail.
We reached out to LAPD Olympic Division for more information about the suspects, but did not hear back.
The thing is, what that guy said is they should pick a new career before they end up in jail. It's a matter of time before they get caught, except they're not going to spend much time in jail. See, this is the problem. These guys, I'll bet, you know, $10,000 have a long history and may have even been recently in jail. And this is what they're doing every day. Much of the time they get away with it. Nobody's home and they just burst in and they grab what they want. Somehow they miscalculated with this guy. They got sloppy. Because normally you don't want to bust into a house where there's a husband, a wife, a nanny, and a baby. That's really too much trouble. And you don't know if a guy has a gun, because more and more people are. A lot of anti-gun people, we were just talking about this before off the air, a lot of anti-gun people are buying guns now. Because we don't have a police force that's empowered with protecting us, and we don't have a district attorney who prosecutes these people and gets them put away in prison for a lengthy amount of time. It's so you have the same people committing crimes every day. Like maybe you get up and go to work at 9 a.m. Well, they get up and they go to work. They put on their mask and their hoodie and they load their gun and they jump into a car with their buddies and they start casing neighborhoods. And see what they do is they try to watch what time you leave the house or if you left the house. If they see a whole family piling into a car, let's say it's a Sunday afternoon, now they know that house is vacant. Or if they see that, oh, every morning he gets in the car at 7:30 and the wife gets in the car at 8:30, and they know. They can do it daytime. They can do it nighttime. Even all these security measures that people take doesn't keep crime from happening because the police don't follow up. And even if a guy's caught, he doesn't go to prison for any significant time. So what if they're on video? So what if an alarm's going off? What does it matter? There's not even going to be bail in many of the cases. Every one of these characters knows this. And we repeat this almost every day. And nothing's done. It's shocking. Now, I do know of some neighborhoods that are gathering together. And they're going to be forming they're going to be forming their own like political group to go after local officials, council members, even the mayor. There are many, many people upset. And I'm not here to give advice to political officials because they're dumb as rocks. But I'm telling you, you don't know what's coming soon. There's going to be a rebellion from the normal people soon. People are not going to live like this. So Karen Bass ought to, and Gascon ought to get together and have lunch for your own good, your own political futures. And stop this nonsense, because I'm telling you, the normal people have had it. I know this. You'll see. All right. When we come back, it's all tied together. It's all related. You know how many hundreds of thousands of people left California last year? It's a big number. I'll give you the big number. Coming up.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4. After 4 o'clock, John and Ken on demand. That's the podcast. You can get on the iHeart app in case you missed stuff. We had a lot of good things today. In fact, 2 o'clock hour, we had a former Fox correspondent, Adam Housley, on to talk about how the Los Angeles Times is taking the Housley family to court, and it's involving the borderline shooting in Thousand Oaks, the borderline bar and grill. Remember that shooting? It's 5 years ago this week. A lot of people were shot dead, including Adam Housley's niece. And the Times and some other media outlets inexplicably demanded the autopsy reports, even though everyone knew how all these people died. They died of the gunshot wounds, right? There was no mystery, no controversy. And in 40 states, families have the right to keep those reports private for obvious reasons. Not in California. That's a whole nother story. But the LA Times pushed it in court, eventually won, because there is no law in California protecting the privacy of crime victims and their families. But what really is galling Adam Housley and the rest of the family is that Patrick Soon-Shiong's newspaper, Mr. Multi-billionaire, is demanding that the Housley family pay the LA Times legal fees for the dispute. The Times started this. They stuck with the lawsuit as it wound its way through the courts because both sides won at judgments at different times. During the case, eventually the Times prevailed, and now they want the Housley family to pay the money to Soon-Shiong's company. It is galling and disgusting, and everybody at the Times ought to be ashamed of themselves, but we know they have no shame. Anyway, that was in the 2 o'clock hour, and you should hear that on the podcast. There is a piece today in the Times about hundreds of thousands of Californians that have moved out of California just in 2022, right? They have the statistics for 2022. 818,000 people left. My goodness. There's 39 plus million and 818,000 moved out of the state. 476,000 moved in. A lot of the people are going to Texas. 100,000 Californians moved to Texas. In fact, there's a Facebook group that is a Facebook group devoted to Californians moving to Texas. And this Facebook group has 45,000 people in it. Good Lord. The woman they profiled is Jane Jordan. She sold her home in Corona, and she moved to Azle, Texas. She's 61. She wanted to be closer to her daughter and grandchildren. And they're moving to Texas as well. So Jane is following them. And this Facebook group, in case you're interested, is a community that will help you choose the right moving company, even which route to take for the drive from here to there. It's 1,360 miles. And she found out once she got to Azle, or maybe it's Asley, I'm not sure, that her neighbor also moved from Jordan's same neighborhood in Corona. You have two people from the same neighborhood in Corona moving to the same street in Asley. And Jordan has found there's a lot of people from California moving here. 100,000 moved to Texas. Florida, 75,000 people went from California to Florida. 50,000 moved from California to Washington, Nevada. I'm sorry. Washington, Nevada. And you know what was the least popular state for Californians? West Virginia.
I've never been.
I have to go next year for a wedding.
To West Virginia?
Yeah.
You have relatives there?
No, they live in Virginia, but they're doing it at an event space in West Virginia.
Have you ever seen people in West Virginia?
Yeah, I have.
There was actually a story.
Yeah, that crazy family with all the inbreeding.
That's right.
Yeah.
Did you see the photos of those people?
Oh, yeah.
Deborah, did you see the photos?
No, I did not.
I'm surprised that they had two eyes, one nose, two ears. Missing a lot of teeth, though.
Yeah, there's a lot of dental issues in West Virginia.
You guys are bad. Huh? You're bad.
Well, they're inbreds.
I'm not saying anything.
In fact, the story was about them being inbreds.
Yeah. All right.
That was the whole purpose of the story. It's science, you know? There's only so much you can do to those chromosomes, and they start breaking apart. West Virginia also has a tremendous amount of opioid addiction.
I bet there are not very many vegans there.
No, they eat vegans.
I know.
You know,
so. That's what I thought.
The state that bucked the trend the most is New Jersey. More people moved from Jersey to California than from California to Jersey, because there's no reason to move to New Jersey.
I was going to say, you of all people know that.
I grew up there and worked a lot there in Jersey. And there is not one day, the first day I moved to California, I was really happy to be here, and I never missed Jersey, not for a minute. Like, not even a second. I never had, as years go by, I'm a little wistful about the Jersey Shore. That's it.
I've never been to the Jersey Shore.
But if I go a half mile in from the beach, I stop missing the state. And so the thing is, in Texas now, the housing prices are soaring, and people are starting to have to move to the suburbs and what they call the exurbs. That would be the outer ring around the city, which is what's happened here in California. Obviously, you know, people move to Riverside, San Bernardino, and beyond. And then they have those ridiculous commutes into Los Angeles and Orange County. But the same thing is starting to happen in Texas, because so many people are moving in. Yet number one reason is housing. And number two is the politics in California. It's a lot of Republican and conservative people moving to Texas. There used to be this fear that that Texas was going to become more Democratic if Californians leave. No, the Californians that are leaving are not Democrats. They're leaving because the Democrats have run everything for decades now. And their policies and the politics is the El Segundo bias there. The politics is what creates all the crime and all the vagrants, the mental patients running around in the streets. Because in normal states, you're simply not allowed to behave this way. You just can't. You are removed from the streets and you are put somewhere. And same thing with the criminals. They are put in jails and prisons. The mental patients, you got to go to mental hospitals. You got to go into some kind of treatment. You certainly can't stay here. You can't stay here. And if you go to civilized states, I was talking to somebody over the weekend who is a, because you know the preaching from starting with Garcetti. And Karen Bass does this, is we have to take care of our fellow Angelinos, our neighbors who have fallen into homelessness. Well, I was talking to somebody who works at a hospital, as a volunteer in the emergency room. So they get a good number of vagrants and lunatics coming in. She said every one of them is from out of state. Every one of them is from out of the city. She goes, it's complete BS that these are fellow Angelinos. No, they're not. But they've been tossed out by their families and given up on because they're crazy drug addicts for the most part, or they're mental patients, which makes sense. Eventually, you got to give up on those people, even if they're family. They go to L.A. because they get everything they want. Well, in normal states like Texas, that simply doesn't, nobody puts up with it. No, I never saw this in New Jersey. Never saw it at all in New Jersey. Frequently go to Florida now, never see it in Florida. You may get one stray bum wandering around. But these gigantic encampments just simply don't exist. And if you, they talked about the gas prices, right? All right, gas prices, about $5 a gallon right now. Gallon of gas in Texas, $2.91. $2.91, that's the average price.
We're so ripped off.
Average price in California, $5.18. $5.18 to $2.91. I was in Florida. It was $3.09 was the price.
John, why don't you do something about that? I want you to figure out the gas problem crisis here and change it. Let us go back to $2 a gallon gas prices.
I'm going to appoint a blue ribbon commission.
You are? Okay.
And a task force.
Okay, good.
In fact, Eric, you're going to be in charge of the task force.
Sign me up.
And Deborah, you're in charge of the blue ribbon commission.
Okay.
All right?
You got it.
I want to report by Friday. How do you go from $2.91 to $5.18? And there's no action by the governor, no action by the legislature here, something? But people, you know, if you don't travel much, you don't know this.
Where are the protesters?
Yeah, where are the protesters?
Yeah, can they protest some other stuff now?
Yeah, all the protests are about things that normal people don't care about. Normal people don't run out into the streets to support terrorists who are conducting massacres. What you ought to be out in the street over is the gas is $5.18, and in Texas it's $2.91. All right, more coming up. John and Ken Show, KFI.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
I so wish that the Trump trial, the civil trial in New York, had... was being televised because based on these, there's no audio, there's no video, so it's hard to do any kind of in-depth coverage. Trump apparently went nuts, and so did the judge in this case. The judge in the case is Arthur Engoron, and he apparently got into it with Trump, and Trump was pissed off. The Trump attorney, Alina Haba, came out and complained that the judge was rude to her. I was told to sit down today. I was yelled at, and I had a judge who is unhinged slamming a table. And let me be very clear. I don't tolerate that in my life, and I'm not going to tolerate that here. And Trump apparently went off on a tirade against the Attorney General Letitia James, calling her a hack. The judge at one point told Trump to basically stop giving political speeches during his testimony, and didn't at some point indicate he didn't want to hear any more about what Trump had to say. So these are all fragmentary reports that have come out throughout the day. And looks like it was unlike any normal witness-judge exchange in the history of courtrooms. So we'll more on that tomorrow when they put the whole story together. Ah, we've got Conway.
Ding dong with you. You know, those charges brought up against Trump have never been brought up to on anybody in the history of the state of New York.
I know that. I just heard that today.
Isn't that wild?
It's that, he inflated the worth of his companies.
You do that. I do that. Everyone does it.
But no insurance companies complained and no mortgage companies. Nobody lost any money. There was no crime.
Where's the victim? No victim, no crime.
Yeah. Technically, you're not supposed to do that.
Well, look, technically, you're not supposed to fly a plane after a shot of whiskey. How many guys do that? If there's no victim, I don't think there's a crime. Like, I have a tough time selling this one, though. When a pilot of a commercial airliner flies drunk and he makes it, I'm like, really no victim. You know? Guy God is there. So, what the hell? Today, we've got a lucky jackpot winner at the Excalibur. Probably a guy who needed it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Won $12 million on a slot machine. Wow. That is cool. And then we also have a lot of lithium batteries going exploding and catching on fire on planes. We'll find out what's going on there. And then SAG-AFTRA, last offer, last call. And if they don't accept it, I don't know what happens.
Then what?
No more
TV shows?
Then hire guys off the street to do that. That's what's going to happen.
All right.
I don't know.
I love these the chest beating that goes on. This is our last, best, final offer.
Final offer.
Or what? You go out of business?
Final answer. All right. That and I'll be testing for COVID all day. Everyone's got COVID here.
You got COVID?
No, I don't have COVID. I have knock on wood. Where's wood around you?
We have no wood.
I have not had COVID.
I haven't either.
I mean, since day one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because I used to be a smoker that helped me out.
I heard smoking or booze.
And caffeine. No, caffeine, nicotine and caffeine are also helpful. Pot,
that also provides protection.
There you go.
You got it all covered.
That's right.
You're going to live forever.
Yeah, unfortunately.
All right, Conway.
All right, ding dong.
Crozier is the news live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.